Hello, and welcome to another 2 o'clock on Tuesday. Today I want to talk to you about upgrading your operating system, not the one that exists on your laptop, on your computer, in your mobile phone, or any other device you might have. You know, today even our cars, we need to upgrade our operating system. But the most important operating system you have, the one in here, and it's the one that gets too many apps, too many things running at the same time, too many distractions, viruses as well. Let's be clear about that. But what do I mean by upgrading your operating system? If you go to the, you know, in the modern developed world, if you go to the average, talk to the average teenager, they have more computer processing power that they use every day than Yuri Gagarin had when he went in the early 60s on the Vostok program to be the first man in space. That's phenomenal. And the average household today has more computer processing systems than Armstrong and Aldrin had in 1969 when they landed on the moon. So we've moved a huge way, and we're in a kind of the next generation of space travel and exploration. So it's really interesting now, the sheer amount of data processing and the sheer amount of just systems that are used for that. And also the sheer amount of systems that we use and computers and software and apps that we have at our daily disposal. But we've kind of, in the middle of all that, forgotten that the most important computer system we have is this one. And the most important operating system we have is this one. So we need to make sure we're up to date. We need to make sure that the subscriptions and the emails and the phone alerts that we rely on are still effective and are still working to the optimum efficiency for us. So an operating system acts like a manager of all resource. For us, it does simple things like making sure we breathe and making sure we can do simple motor things like walk, and for me, use my hands a lot, and talk. For a computer, it's Windows, it's Android, iOS, Linux, etc. There are all sorts of systems. But I want to just go through a small chart. There's about 11 areas that I want to talk at around first. Now, these all relate to a computer operating system. And yes, there are different views and opinions, but I quite like this one. And I'm not going to pick them all, but I want just to have a look at some of them and work out which ones really apply to us and which ones we should be upgrading. So if you look at the file, the memory, the process element, this is how much time you spend on stuff, and stuff that's not needed, stuff that's counterproductive, stuff that holds you back. How much of your memory is on a daily basis full of stuff that really shouldn't be there? I'm not saying forget things, but how much time do we spend managing files, managing information that we don't need? Yes, we get bombarded with advertising all the time, but we also distract ourselves on things that aren't important. And how much processor time, how much of our thinking time and effort is wasted on stuff that is distracting, stuff that is not moving us forward. So clear out some of the memory buffers, be better at file management, be better at organizing what goes into your operating system. The second element is the input-output processor, input-output management, and it hides. In a computer world, it hides the peculiarities. We don't need to know the details of how a computer processor talks to a printer or how it talks to a microphone or a camera. You just need to plug it in and know it works, right? And it's the same with people. But sometimes we get distracted on the detail. How is this working? How is this, will this work better this way? Will it do it this way? Those are limiting beliefs. Put those to one side. Plug it in, make it work, move on. What works, works. Don't get into the detail. I've met some amazing people, and some of those people are really challenged in life, but they never let it hold them back. Arguably, the people with the biggest challenges achieve more because they just refuse to accept those challenges. So it's absolutely fascinating that the stuff that we rely on a daily basis can actually hold us back. And then I want to look at security, malware, phishing. So what is security? Well, We all have those friends that are viruses, shall we call them that? Deal with them. Get some antivirus software in your life. You know, we have those friends that are phishing, always picking you for ideas and then you know, taking those ideas and doing something else with them. Put some anti-phishing sort of security protocols in place. But on security, we also have the other type of malware, which is the over-supportive friends. Now, we all need support, we all need encouragement, but it needs to be realistic. So get your security protocols set up. The other one that I want to talk about is command and comms management. That's really input. You know, when I type on my computer, the letters appear. I know what I'm typing. The computer doesn't have to interpret. But our operating system is different. When people say things, we interpret. When people say things in a certain way, we interpret differently. Body language, we interpret differently. So get your command input and the comms management working really, really efficiently. And the last thing I want to talk about is networking. Computers in isolation are not the most useful things nowadays. It's all about networking. You know, we log on, we plug in, we Bluetooth, we Wi-Fi, etc. Well, our operating system is the same. It's networking all the time. So choose your networks. Okay, choose where you want to invest your time. Make sure that the networks are ones that are friendly to your operating system. So the human operating system is a sum of parts. Here's another chart that perhaps might find useful. It's one I particularly like as well. We are made up of hardware and we're made up of applications. So we have the physical body, that's the hardware. And then we have the applications, and the applications come in pre-provided apps, instinctive behavior, nature, nurture, how we're brought up, the things we learn as a child, the beliefs imposed on us as we grow up. And then there's apps that we choose. These are learned behaviors. You know, we may learn a new skill. We may learn a new language. We may learn we learn to swim, but we learn these applications. So those sit on top of the operating system. And the operating system is what joins what we do, what we learn, what is an instinctive behavior and the physical being. So sort out the apps you need. I'm not saying if you've learnt a language, forget it. No, quite the opposite. You know, keep on with a language, for example. But delete the apps that are affecting your performance, the ones that are slowing you down, the ones that are taking up too much memory, the ones that are distracting you and taking up time. And then keep the apps, not just the ones you need, but keep the apps that you want as well. We are human, after all. We do need, it's not just about needs, it's about wants. So keep some wants and keep some needs. And finally, you know, don't forget occasionally to reboot your system. Now, most people call that a holiday, but whatever it is, you know, take some time out every once in a while, reboot, recheck. But most of all, you know, the human operating system is like every other operating system, with one exception. We actually spend less time looking after it than we should, and we actually let it expose us to, you know, all of the wrong things, and we do nothing about it. So upgrade your operating system, check it, make sure it's up to date, reboot it from time to time, and make sure the apps are the ones you want and the ones you need. Hopefully this has been useful. Go away, think about some of that. My name is John Fuggles. I work for Mission 23. And if you want to contact me, please do. I'll be happy to talk to you. Thank you. We'll be right back.